Welcome everyone to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Midtown Burger Club in downtown Aledo, and joining me is the owner, Adam Vipond. Adam purchased this business from Doug Sturgill and then opened his new business back in October of 2022. He's been a chef since 2009, a culinary trained chef since 2009. And actually, you were telling me, Adam, your kitchen days began back in the early 2000s, so this is nothing new to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess the first question is, what made you decide to purchase and open Midtown Burger Club?
So I've always had, oddly enough, like a soft spot for kind of greasy spoon stuff like this. And that building came up for sale and just, it was just right. Like, I wanted something small. I wanted something efficient. I wanted something that we could do just a little bit differently here in town, and something fast to kind of focus on for that lunch crowd. So if anything, it's just because I like to eat thin little burgers and fried chicken tenders.
Right. Based on how successful it's gone so far, there are a lot of people like you and me out you and me out there. Now, you have a specific menu. You kind of were touching on that. What was the reason for that?
Because I feel like a lot of times you can get sort of overly caught up in having way too many things. I more like that approach of have a couple things, be super good at it. And so that 100% was the focus. Have a small menu, be very good at all the things on that menu.
Well, let's take a look at that menu. Why don't you run down it for us?
So we got good old just a hamburger and a cheeseburger. The Midtown Classic, that's my personal favorite. We've got kind of it's sort of our version of a secret sauce. We just call it burger sauce because I'm not creative enough to come up with clever names for stuff like that. Midtown Melt is our version of a patty melt. Le Hillbilly, that's actually my daughter's favorite one. With little fried onions and American cheese and bacon. It's sort of our take on like a rodeo burger. The Sweet Baby Billy Melt is actually one we just added on. That would have been in May is when we changed our menu over. And it's sort of a barbecue patty melt. It's got grilled onions and bacon. It's a lot. We've got fried chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders. We've got handmade tenderloins. You know, I cut them, tenderize them myself. We bread them ourselves. We've got hot dogs. We've only got two of those right now, but I do like to run alternating specials. So we've got a classic, and you can just top that however you want. We have a Chicago dog, which is the old school. We even dye the relish here ourselves. Okay. That neon relish, tomato, onion, dill pickle, pepperoncinis, and yellow mustard, and a little bit of celery salt on top. We've got curly fries. We've got regular fries. We got coleslaw. And then we also have sweet tea and lemonade that we make here in-house as well.
Well, that sounds delicious to me. Now, once again, you talked on this about a little bit earlier, too. You're open basically lunch hours. What are those hours?
So we're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock right now. It's not a ton of hours, but it's more than enough time to get in and get your lunch.
Now, people can walk up to the window, call in, and make their orders. And then if people want to sit down and eat during the nice weather months, you've got a really beautiful pergola here that people can sit under.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that pergola. Mm-hmm. And Doug Sturgill comes over and he, like, does our flowers and stuff for us. Like, so it's really pretty out there. It's well shaded. So, yeah, pretty much the only place you can eat is inside with us. But it's hot in there and it smells like French fries anyway. So
Now you also can handle big orders. So how do you do that?
Yeah, as long as you give us a little bit of a heads up, like call us the day ahead just to make sure that we have all the stuff on hand for it, we can do big catering orders. You know, for Teacher Appreciation Day, we did 50 double cheeseburgers for them. I mean, so we're very capable of those things. Just give us a little bit of heads up and we're happy to work it out with you.
And Adam, you talked about this earlier, or I did, that you're located in downtown Aledo, but tell people exactly where you're located.
It's 133 West Main Street. We're actually right across the street from Knox Plumbing and Heating, and we're right next door to the Senior Center.
Well, Adam, congratulations. I know from talking to you, you've had a great start to this business. People have really enjoyed your food, and I want to wish you continued success.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Adam Vipond. He is the owner of the Midtown Burger Club, located right here in downtown Aledo. So for a great burger, fries, you know, your basic American cuisine, you'll want to check him out. And I want to thank Adam for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.